Al, my expert Al, the man who solves all the problems in the world for me in technology. I am interested in learning more about what happens with computers once T4T is not able to refurbish them. And I was using the term e-waste, which is not really a good term. So I want to know more about what terminology relates to this whole sector.
Actually, e-waste is the right term. It refers to any electronic component, piece, part that exists, whether or not it has recycle capability. After it's been recycled or separated to be recycled, then you have that which can be used again, and then that which is scrap, and that becomes e-scrap.
Okay, so e-scrap.
E-waste.
And that includes, give me an example of what would be included in e-scrap.
Old television sets. There's little to no recycle capability out of that for a secondary use. Let's go back to e-waste for a minute. There is value in e-waste, all right? Copper wiring, gold-plated components, any precious metals. Some plastics can be separated, and fiberglass can be separated and reused. Anything that's left over from that separation can't be used. That's your scrap. So there's no value in e-scrap. There is value in e-waste.
Okay.
Follow the money.
Got it. Well, I was in Chicago recently, and I noticed at a crafts fair, an arts fair, that there was a good amount of computer motherboard jewelry and other, I would call, e-waste items there, using the colorful wires. Can you see that happening more in the triangle?
Only on a, for lack of a better word, a larger scale of taking in all e-waste and mechanically or by hand separating it to get to the precious metals, and either shipping the e-scrap offshore, and in some cases that's illegal, or putting the e-scrap in a landfill, which is definitely illegal by North Carolina law. So that they have to do something with the e-scrap. What they do with it, I do not know.
Okay. Well, I have gone online to look, and I understand there's a lot more research that needs to be done, so that when we have this startup weekend dealing with the e-waste sector, that we can do everything properly. And I noticed there were a couple levels of certification, so that when you as T4T send on to a, you've refurbished and what can't be refurbished goes to a recycler, and they are certified and everything's handled properly and according to North Carolina law. Checked to see, and there are two different certifications that are acceptable in North Carolina.
There are. R2 is one that's referred to, and then NAID, I believe, are both industry standards. And the recycler we use matches that. As a matter of fact, any recycler that wants to do business pretty much has to meet those standards now. And that's a result of the recyclers themselves trying to get the bad characters out of the business, the people that will illegally load a ship full of toxic materials and donate it, and I use that with the air quotes around it, to a third world country and basically dump it in their country. And there's some really sad stories that happen beyond that. We don't deal with any recycler that ships anything offshore or puts anything in a landfill. That's important to us.
It's ethically and morally important, that euphemism of donate. We see that all the time. And so the concerns are toxicity, lead, water pollution, pollution of people. I've seen videos on the internet, the toxic chemicals, not using masks for trying to process this precious metal out of some of this e-waste. Can you talk a little bit more about the dangers?
It's a pretty sad scenario. PBS has some of these videos you talk about in these third world countries where young children will grab a handful of whatever they can off of a big pile that's been dumped in their country, and they'll start a fire with and use some of these materials, and they'll use the fire to burn off the insulation off of some of these wires. They do that because the person they're going to sell this wire to doesn't want the insulation. He just wants the copper wire, the aluminum wire, whatever else, and they get pennies or whatever, they get a small amount of money that they can buy some food with, and then they go back to this fire that they burned all these insulations off of these wires, and it's a carcinogenic fire in no uncertain terms, and they cook their food over it. It's a really sad cycle. The more shocking cycle is smarter, older people in this country will obtain a shipping container and use it as an office and take piles and piles of computers that were innocently donated in other countries and have now landed in this third world country. And these smarter people will take out the hard drive. They will use a working computer and begin to peel the data off of this hard drive that came out of this computer that was donated, and they'll strip the financial information off of it. And then for some reason, you might find yourself a victim of identity theft, and it's simply because in your good heart, you donated a computer, and it was not properly handled, and it wasn't properly recycled.
So that properly recycling is actually, when we're talking about solving a problem, I bought a new computer, what do I do with my old one? So this is all about problem solving, and also understanding the choices, decisions, and consequences related to our purchases. So Teaming for Technology here in Morrisville is sponsored by the United Way. It's a wonderful place to consider donating your personal computers, or talk to your IT people at your companies when you're considering upgrading or changing your systems. I know that they would be happy to talk to you. Joe Burgess and Al Reynolds are with T4T here in the Triangle, sponsored by the United Way, and a wonderful partner to Step Up Ministry and Step Up's entrepreneurship program. Thank you, Al.
You're welcome. Thank you.